Business Babe. My name is Kelly Callahan. I'm a corporate dropout turned beauty business CEO. I started my journey 7 years ago with the last $2,000 in my pocket and a huge vision to succeed. Since then, I've been able to grow my small mobile spray tanning business into a $500,000 international business. I'm here to share my knowledge so you too can create more income and have more freedom. Because if I can do it, I know that you can do it too, sis. Let's get glowing. Hi guys, this is Kelly Callahan. Welcome to the Beauty Business Babes podcast. I am so excited. This is my first interview in seriously like 9 months. It's been quite a while. I was working on Slay the Spray, working on getting a new salon. And so many things have been happening behind the scenes. But today I am sitting here with Abby from Sprays by Abby. You may have seen her on Instagram, on TikTok, on social media. And I'm really excited to dive in with her today because we're going to be talking all things TikTok. Hi, Abby. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing so good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you do a brief introduction for those who don't know you or aren't familiar with your brand about who you are, what you do, and all of that good stuff?
Yes, of course. Okay. So I started back in the spray tan industry in 2015. I started just at a normal tanning salon, loved the industry, and just kept working at that salon up until I went to college. So up at school, I learned how to do airbrush tanning when I went to Utah State, and I fell in love with what I was doing. I definitely felt like the training I got was very minimal, but I did love and felt really passionate about that aspect. And so ironically, I kept jumping between, you know, the tanning salon back home. And then when I was up at school, I was doing that job as well. And so graduated, got a big girl job, tried the corporate world as I, you know, felt obligated to do. And I just was not feeling fulfilled. I wasn't feeling satisfied. I ended up getting pregnant during COVID, during the pandemic. And 4 months into my pregnancy, I decided to quit my full-time job and take a risk on myself and start my own spray tan business. My mom thought I was crazy at the time. She's like, Abby, your hormones are getting the best of you. Like, this probably isn't the smartest move. But I felt really passionate about wanting to just like dive back into the industry. So started at just like a home salon. I had a little extra room at my house at the time. And yeah, just dove right in mid-pandemic and ended up doing sprays right until the week that I had my baby. I had my son, and then jumped right in quickly after. Since then, I've done a little bit of mobile. I work at like a studio space now. And I've been doing it now for about 8 years. So
wow, that's amazing. So 8 years is what your experience is, but you've actually been a spray tan business owner for about going on 4 years now. Is that correct?
Correct. Started in 2020. So
did you have any experience in business or entrepreneurship or anything like that when you started?
You know, ironically, when I was 12 years old, I started my own little jewelry business because my mom told me, she's like, if you want to save for college, like we gotta get you some savings going. So everything I saved from 12 to 17 is what I ended up putting towards college. And so wow. I was selling jewelry to like Deseret Book, Kid to Kid, Bliss in the Mall. It was just like my own little side hustle that I did with my mom. So that definitely taught me like the basics, so to speak. But until I started spray tanning, I mean, you know how it is. A lot of it is just like learn as you go and learn from our mistakes. And that's kind of how we figure out the flow of everything. And, you know, to this day, I'm still working out the kinks and learning from everything. But
of course, I mean, it seems like you've grown so quickly. If you started in 2020 all the way to 2024, it's massive growth is what I see in you, because it takes quite a bit of time for a lot of people to build the business, get clientele, build their social media following. But it seems like you've had it obviously not easy, but it seems like it's came a little bit faster for you in terms of like your success and everything. Cause right now you're in, you're doing a couple of different things. Can you talk about like the projects that you're working on currently right now?
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I'll touch on that. Like my very first year of business, I definitely was slow. It, you know, you have to put in the work to build the clientele. And I think that it's so easy to compare yourself to other women who are so much further into the industry than you are. And that was something I really struggled with. I felt the need to just have this built up clientele right out the gate, have it all figured out, have this like massive following and clientele. And that's just not the reality. of starting from the bottom and working your way up. And so it wasn't until I started TikTok about a year into my business that things really started to progress for me. I remember my nanny at the time who would help with my son. She was really big on TikTok and she kept bugging me. She's like, you need to get on here. You need to get on here. And I was like, no, it's just like a black hole that I'll spend way too much time on. And I don't know what I'm doing over there. So I dodged doing it for quite a while. And then one day she grabbed my phone, she downloaded the app and she's like, we're making a video today. Thank me later. And it's so crazy. Cause like, she is a really big part of why my business has grown so much. But within like projects that I'm now currently doing, I mean, I'm doing trainings. I'm primarily certifying other artists within, you know, my Sunless certification program and, you know, doing a lot of spray tans, doing a lot of one-on-ones, a lot of marketing, you know, just doing retail, all of the things. And I just recently hired my very first night technician because I have my hands way too full and I'm finally hitting that point where like I need some assistance. So
good for you. Good for you. I love that. So today we're really going to be focusing on TikTok because I don't think we've ever had anybody on here who has talked about TikTok. Like we kind of skim over it. Yeah. So you'll be the first one to kind of give us all of the tips, all of the tricks and all the things when it comes to TikTok, because I know it's like a huge thing, right? When it first came out, I was playing on it. I know I've had a couple of videos that went viral, very simple videos, like nothing crazy. But what I found is that for me personally, it didn't really help me grow my business, mainly because I wasn't consistent with it. I was really focused on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook groups and all of that. So I was like, I am just at max capacity. I can't take on another thing. Although it was really fun, I think that for me at that time, it just wasn't right. So I would love to hear a little bit more about how you started TikTok and how, like, what was the point in which you realized like this could be a game changer in your business?
Yeah. I mean, I think my videos that have popped off the most or that have gone viral, it's so funny. It's the ones that you don't put a lot of time into. I will wake up some days and I'm like, I'm going to put together like the most intricate, cool video. And those ones do okay. And then it's the ones that I just spend no time on, no energy. Those are the ones that typically pop off, which is very ironic. But I think about 3-4 months in, I started getting a lot of positive feedback just from my posts. And I noticed that there was definitely like a lack of spray tan artists on TikTok. It just wasn't something that had really exploded yet, so to speak. And so initially I was posting a lot of tan line videos, you know, this is how I'm making a spray tan. But as I've grown bigger, I'm more aware of who my audience is. And a lot of my audience is spray tan artists. So I try and focus now on offering tips or, you know, tricks within running a spray tan business, things that I wish I would have known as I was getting into the industry. And it's really crazy because it's attracted most of the girls that I certify for spray tan programs. That is where 99% of my leads come from. That's from women that are just all over the world. So yeah, it's crazy. Like I look back and I wish I would have done it sooner, honestly.
Yeah. Well, thank God for your nanny.
Thank God, right? Yeah. I know. I texted her the other day. I'm like, I owe you like a really big thank you. You should come in and get a spray tan. Like, let me say thank you again. So
absolutely. Do you find that there are more spray tanning artists now as opposed to when you first started?
I think it's growing. I mean, I don't know if you would agree or disagree, but I think spray tanning is the most underdeveloped within the beauty industry. There's a lot of room for growth. Yeah. And I think that the spray tan world has a bad reputation of like Ross from Friends or Snooki Vibes or just Orange, because since spray tanning is pretty unregulated, not a lot of people choose to invest in their training. So I think when people start to see, oh, this artist like has really custom spray tans, or it looks a little bit more elevated, it's causing a need, I would say, to maybe spark more interest for someone to become a spray tan artist. So I think it's definitely growing, but I still think the market's pretty untapped, if I'm being honest.
Absolutely. And on TikTok specifically, do you find that there are more spray tanning artists as well on there since you first started TikTok?
Oh yes, absolutely. I find that I get a lot of questions, a lot of DMs, and I'm constantly just trying to, you know, help offer any type of guidance. You know, it's not always necessarily like, oh, if you want me to answer a question, book a training with me. It's nothing like that. I do try and help as much as I can in general, but I do find that the more people I start talking to, it's just been like opening up the floodgates, and I get a lot of artists in my DMs booking calls, you know, commenting, and it's been really fun to start to network with a lot of people. And I send everyone to your Facebook page, to your Beauty Business Babes.
Oh, good. Thank
I'm
you. I
like, there's like
appreciate
14,000 artists on here. Like, you need a support system. This is where you need to go. So
Yeah.
I send everyone your direction with that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We've
Of
grown so much
course.
over the last, like, I think we started in 2016, and it's insane to see how many people are actually in there and how supportive it is. When I first started, we didn't have anything like that, or maybe we
Yeah.
did and I just didn't know about it. But yeah, it's insane. I love that community. So as far as I'm thinking about like my struggles with TikTok, and I'm sure a lot of people could relate to not having enough time and energy to create content specifically for TikTok. So how is it that you come about your content topics, and how do you record? Is it like batching? Like, what is your strategy when it comes to picking out what you're going to be talking about and how you create those pieces of content for TikTok?
Yes. So I've actually gotten asked this a bunch, and it's really funny because it's whatever I wake up and decide I'm going to do that day. I don't typically like plan out what I'm going to post. If I ever have an idea, I'll usually write it in the notes section of my phone to do at some point. But
Okay.
I'll usually go to work. I'll kind of look around and just be like, what am I doing today? Am I making a funny video? Am I going to do like a day in the life, a behind the scenes, you know, spray a client with me? And it kind of just comes down to my mood, as silly as that sounds. But I typically like to just set up my camera, film a bunch of stuff, just either on, you know, the video portion of my phone. And then I don't use CapCut. I don't use any like editing systems. I just plug everything into TikTok and I crop things, and then I just post them out. So I try and post typically a couple times a week if I'm feeling pretty disciplined and motivated for the week. But and I feel like you can probably relate to me because I've listened to some of your previous podcasts, but being a mom, we are running around with our head cut off 24/7. It's like
Faces.
trying to balance like being a mom, but also running your own business. And you know, you're needed here, you're needed here. There's a lot going on. So sometimes I do find that I will go in and out of my motivation to post or the creativity that's coming. So my goal for 2024 is just to post so consistently. That's something that I really want to be better at. So.
Yeah. I love that you said that because honestly, like I have tried time and time again to be the type of person that's like, I am going to batch content on Mondays from 8 a.m. to 12. Like, this is just my time. And I am very much a feeler too. So, like, I have to feel into the moment. Otherwise, it's just not going to come out good. I'm not going to have fun with it. And it's just not going to be good. So what I typically do now is like, I'll have a list like you, like these are the things that I want to talk about. And then when I'm feeling good, I'm going to try to get as much of that stuff done. It just doesn't work for me any other way. And I've really tried, like I put some effort, but I think everybody's a little bit different, which is why it's important for those who are listening. Like when you are listening to podcasts or you hire a coach or you hire a mentor and all of these things, like it's really important to realize that everybody is so different. And you can take like little bits and pieces from everybody and kind of create your own way of doing things. As long as it works for you, that's what matters.
No, I love that you said that. I think a lot of people get fixated on there's only one way to do things, and there's a million different ways to do it. So find what works for you, find your flow, find what inspires you. I mean, I always think like, what do I like to watch? What is trending right now on social media? What would I sit there and watch, or what have I saved? And then I'll try and get creative and make my own type of videos from that, just to, I don't know. I definitely post like a good variety. And I sometimes, if I'm not feeling inspired or I'm not sure what to post, I'll go back to my post like a year or two ago. And I'm like, okay, what was I doing back then? And it's crazy to kind of see how my style has shifted a little bit, or my editing style, how I was doing things. But I find that I can almost motivate myself and inspire myself by going back and looking at my past things and forgetting that I had even done those types of things and just recreate them slightly different. So.
Yeah, it's really cool to see everything like your progression over the years, especially through social media, because it's like you start off like as this infant baby not knowing how to do anything. So you're just putting things out there just to put it out there. And then, like you said, random stuff just blows up and you're just like, why this video? So in terms of like analytics and stuff, when you're looking back at that kind of thing, like have you seen any type of trends in terms of what videos actually work, aside from just the ones that are just like a little bit less effort on your part. Is there anything specific that people really like to see?
So people have been loving contour videos. That has been something that's been the talk of the town lately because not a lot of people do it. So anytime I post something related to contour, that will usually go, you know, viral, so to speak, or pop off better than a lot of my other videos. Tips, a lot of client tips, a lot of spray tan artist tips. People love to just see like the day in the life or how much you made. I think those are probably the most popular ones for me. And it's so funny because every once in a while I'm like, I'm just going to post something totally different. Maybe it's like my workout or just something not to do with spray tanning. And it does not do well. Like I truly have such a spray tan based audience and that's what they are here to see. It's not like anything else. I've kind of found my niche and that's, I've recognized that within my audience. And so I try and just stick with what I know works.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I know that you're on Instagram as well. And you're on TikTok. And so my question for you is those videos that you edit in TikTok, do you save those and put those same ones on Instagram or is there a different strategy that you use for Instagram specifically?
You know, I'm the worst with this. I will post something on TikTok and be like, oh, I forgot to save it. So now it downloads with that watermark.
Yeah.
I don't love to post things onto my Instagram feed if they have the watermark. So sometimes I'll take the time to re-edit, recreate that. But I'm trying to be better at just remembering right before I post something on TikTok, save it to my phone, then find something that's trending audio wise on Instagram, post it my most popular time. Cause I don't know if you guys know this, but on Instagram now you can schedule your posts, which is kind of a newer feature. So I'll usually post, you know, on one of my popular days, popular times, set the reel to post without the watermark, if I can remember to do that.
Yeah. So.
I feel like I kind of go in between platforms. Like I was loving TikTok for so long. I'm trying to put a little bit more energy and a little bit more attention into Instagram at the moment, but I still have such a love for TikTok. That's like where I feel my safest, ironically.
Yeah.
So well, I don't like the platform. That's where I'm most comfortable.
For sure. I mean, there's like less people there as far as competition, right? So it's like, you already know the platform, you've done it for years, you found success in it. So one of my mentors always tells me, he's like, go deep and not wide, like stop trying to do all of the different things and just go deep with whatever it is that's working, double down on that. And that's where you're going to find success. And also it's going to be much easier for you, you know?
Well, and something that I would love to just offer a little bit of advice if someone out there that's listening has been hesitant to post videos, or maybe they feel insecure because we know how it is. We'll hear our own voices and we're like, oh, do I sound like that? Is that what I look like? But I want you to remember that you can't let the fear of failure or even that fear of insecurity outweigh your desire for success, because the only person that that's going to hurt is you. And I think that so many people get really caught up on picking themselves apart or comparing, and social media, unfortunately, like you're only seeing people's highlights. You're seeing what people want you to see. And it's usually the successes. And so don't get in your own way, like move out of the way and just put something out there. You never know where it's going to lead. Like, for example, I'm talking to you right now, someone that is one of the biggest leaders in the sunless industry. And if I wouldn't have started my social medias and put myself out there, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you right now. So.
Yeah. I always say that. I'm like, a lot of people have, it's crazy because it's one of the biggest things that I hear is like, a lot of people have the fear of like, what are they going to think? Right. What are other people going to think? What if I look stupid? And I'm like, these people don't pay your bills. Like they really do not matter. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you're like worried about the possibility of somebody judging you, which like they're going to judge you anyway if they're that type of
person. I was just going to say, people are judging you anyway. So do what you want and make the money.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. I love that. So when it comes to your content, at least what I've seen of it, it's not very salesy, which I love. Like you add a lot of value. You're educating. Like you said, you're doing like funny videos and tips and tricks and all of these things. So what is a strategy that you use to actually convert those people that are looking at you, seeing your content into actual paying clients? Because I think that is one of the biggest struggles and also one of the biggest goals that people have when it comes to social media, how to convert the audience into actual paying clients. So do you have any tips about that?
Yeah, I am super big on building the rapport first. I think that it's so easy to just, spot a salesman from 10 miles away. And so for me, I like to build rapport first. I like to really take the time to get to know whoever's messaging me. Like, if you have questions, let me really take the time to be attentive to you, to answer your questions. Let me now refer you to, maybe some sort of Q&A that I've put together or instructions to additionally offer some peace of mind if you're like a spray tan client. I think that just building that initial trust is really big. And once you can do that and they see, oh, like she got back to me super fast. She's answering my questions. Like, oh, she just posted a video answering my question or just something along the lines of that. That typically has helped me kind of get my foot in the door with that client. From there, say it's like retail products, I usually do my best to, I'll send them a bunch of videos I've already posted regarding that product that they are interested in and say like, hey, like if you want it just for today, I'm happy to offer like $5 off your order. If you feel the need to snag something, let me know if you have any other questions. I try and not apply too much pressure. And I find that that for me has at least worked. With spray tan clients, I typically let my marketing do the work. And so let me explain that. My clients are like a walking advertisement of my business, what I can do. And so I am really big on always following up with clients, getting client photos. Let me post you, tag me. I want to show off my work. And that usually helps draw additional clients in the door because they're like, oh, this tan looked good. This tan looked good. Reviews are coming in. Look at all these reviews she's getting. It's like that bandwagon effect. So those are a couple little things, but I think at the end of the day, it comes down to consistency. You have to be consistent with whatever it is you are doing. If you are struggling with marketing, you're struggling with retail, I mean, sign up for a class that focuses on that has an emphasis on what you're struggling with, and take the time to invest in your education. Take the time to invest in things that you need help with. For example, Slay the Spray. I'd never been before. This last, I don't know about you, 2023 was a really shit year for me. Like I want to thank you for your convention because that ended up, I got home, I got right back up and I was like, okay, feeling recharged, I feel remotivated. That class was what I needed within where I was at, and now my business is doing better than ever. So
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I am obsessed with Slay the Spray for multiple reasons, but honestly, like I think the biggest thing for me is the community, the connection. Like the women that attend Slay the Spray are incredible and they're very supportive. Like I never have seen an instance where it's like catty or weird or awkward or anything. Cause like you have essentially like competitors sitting in the same rooms, right? So that's why we talk about it openly at Slay the Spray. So I'm glad that you were able to have such a good time, especially going through all the things that you are going through personally. And I'm sorry to hear all of that, but I know I always believe our decisions are always like for the better, even as hard as it is. It's always redirecting you into a better version of yourself. So congratulations for that.
Yeah, no, I'm at peace with it. I feel like this is my year. I'm gonna grow the business. I'm gonna focus on being a good mom and just balance within everything. And yeah, I definitely met a bunch of people at Slay the Spray that I am still talking to, still connected with. And it's really fun when women aren't gatekeeping, all of their secrets and things that are working for them, because that's, you want to be around like women or like-minded people, people that are thriving, that are successful, that are business oriented. And that's for me very motivating. I came home and me and Maddie, my night technician, we were just sitting there. We're like, okay, we've got some work cut out to do. Like, we have a bunch of things we need to get rolling, like get going within the business. And so even just after this podcast, like we have a meeting to sit down and continue to set some goals and attainable goals, but also like bigger goals that we can hope to do as well. So
hey, Sunless Babe, if you are looking for the best professional sunless products to help you create a flawless tanning experience for your clients, I have got you covered. X-Tan Sunless products are specifically formulated for professional use with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology to ensure a flawless, long-lasting tan for your clients. From our pre-tan prep to our post-tan care, we've got you covered with everything that you'll need to deliver an exceptional result every single time. Our line of sunless tanning solutions come in a range of shades to suit every skin tone so you can offer customized tans that perfectly match your client's preferences. And with our easy-to-use spray tan equipment, you'll be able to achieve an even streak-free coverage with minimal overspray. Don't just take our word for it. X-Tan Sunless products are trusted and recommended by spray tanning professionals all around the world. We're committed to helping you elevate your business and exceed your clients' expectations with our premium products. So why settle for anything less? Choose X-Tan Sunless products and experience the difference for yourself. Go to xtansunless.com today to place your order and take your spray tanning business to the next level. Yeah, I love your guys' connection too. It's like awesome meeting both of you guys. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys started working together? Because I know you guys have a past previously and then all of that good stuff. So
I'm in a very unique situation with Maddie. So she used to be my boss at our tanning salon down here. So she was a regional manager. When I met her, I knew we were destined to be friends. We got along so well. She was just the cutest soul, really good at what she did, very organized. Just someone I really looked up to within business. Mm-hmm. And ironically, when I started moving up in the company as well, I reached that regional manager position too, alongside with her. And it was so fun working with her because we know how to be friends, but we also know how to put friendship aside and navigate that business relationship, which is, it can be a tricky fine line to navigate. But within my personal business, once it hit the point where I was like, I need help. I need someone at night to help me with sprays because my son's schedule with daycare, I only get assistance till 5 and I have so many requests for night appointments. And we would always casually talk about her learning how to spray. And one day I was like, you're coming down and I'm going to teach you how to spray today. And since then, I mean, I obviously got it structured properly. You know, she's a 1099 for me. So she's just working part-time right now. And we have everything structured the way that it needs to be. And we are very good to be friends outside of work, but when it's work time, we know exactly what we need from each other. And yeah, she helps with all of my orders. She helps with a lot of my marketing, a lot of my just behind the scenes stuff that I need help with. She's doing a lot of tans and I feel very blessed to have her in my corner. She's the best. So
yeah, she's there with you right now, right? She's like in the other room.
Yeah, she's in the back room. She's doing her other full-time job. So
that is amazing. That's like a unicorn partnership. Honestly, it's so hard to one hire people that you previously known or like have a friendship with, at least in my experience and people that I know. Yeah. So it's really cool that you guys have each other to do that.
I know. Just before this, she's like, how's the temperature in your room? Do you need some water? Can I get you a snack? I'm like, no, you're great. Like, yeah, she's so cute. So
that's so good. Okay. Bringing it back to TikTok, because I know a lot of people are going to have more questions about this. And I'm thinking about the woman who has a salon or a mobile spray tanning business. So I wanted to ask this question to you because I know that a lot of your audience are a spray tanning artist. It sounds like they're not really like too many of your salon clients. So would you say that TikTok is an avenue that you would take if they just do salon work, if they're just a mobile artist or work in a salon?
Yes. I mean, it's probably hard. I probably have about 60% following as artists and the other 40% is clients, so to speak. Yeah. But I would say make sure that you're being direct with the content you're putting out. So if you are focused on gaining clients, you need to post videos that pertain to that have to do with their point of view, what they would learn from, what they'd be interested in, and then utilize a lot of local hashtags. So for me, I'm in Sandy, Utah. So whenever I'm posting anything on TikTok, anything on Instagram, it's always followed up with spray tans, Sandy, Sandy spray tans, Utah spray tans, Utah tanning. You want to put a hashtag in there that a client, a potential client of yours would search and your post would pop up. So, I mean, TikTok right now and Instagram are competing with the algorithms. And so videos are in right now. If you are trying to attract clients, definitely put out the content, utilize the hashtags. And I would say like find trending things going on the platforms and stay up to date with using trending sounds, trending things. Maybe reach out if you have any influencer friends and see what works for you. I'm just starting to dabble in the influencer marketing, but I would absolutely do it. I mean, it's only going to lead to more potential clients for you.
For sure. And another thing that I keep like hearing you say is that it doesn't have to be perfect. Essentially, like you can just have your phone, you can just do it on TikTok. You don't need all these fancy things. I mean, maybe good lighting would help, but you don't need anything fancy to do it. So that's good.
Yeah. Just I just have a ring light. I don't have a window in my studio anymore because I just moved recently. And so a lot of my stuff is just with the ring light. And, I do try and use the lens side of my camera. Not the front side, just for a little bit higher quality. But if you're not sure how to make a TikTok, how to make a reel, search on those platforms, how to make a TikTok, how to make a reel. Literally just search what you need to know. And there's already so many free videos out there that can help you put things like that together.
Yeah, be resourceful. Like I think one of my biggest pet peeves are people asking questions that are easily Googleable. That's even a word. Or TikTokable. Like you can search all of these things on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. We have the internet, which is a great thing for us because we can literally look up anything. And I think that's like, especially in the beginning when I didn't have, you know, too much money to invest in like a mentor or a coach or a training or anything like that. Like I definitely utilize all of the free resources because especially now there are just so many things that are out there. So if you guys are really interested in starting a TikTok account or growing your TikTok account, I highly recommend, you know, Googling stuff and figuring it out and checking out Abby, because obviously you can use some of her content as inspiration for your own ideas. And another thing too is, whenever I'm thinking about creating content, I always think about FAQs, like frequently asked questions that I get from my ideal audience that I'm trying to target. So whether that's spray tanning artists or if they're spray tanning clients, like what are those questions that you always get? For example, am I going to turn orange is a question that I'm sure all of us get.
Oh my gosh, a million and 12 times. Yeah.
Yeah. So just use that and create content. And how often do you post, Abby?
I try and post a couple times a week. Definitely. With the FAQs, I would post them on your website. If you do have a website, if you have a highlight section on your Instagram, post some FAQs there. Even with TikTok, when you can save videos up top, put them there just because then you can constantly refer. Everyone asking the same questions over and over, you can just refer them there instead of you having to take the time to, you know, have the same conversation over and over. But, back to your question. How many times do I post a week? Probably I aim to do 2 to 4 times. Okay. Kind of depends on how busy I am, but.
Has it always been like that for you? Has it always been like 2 to 4? Because I always hear you have to post every day. You have to post multiple times a day and you have a following of 33,000, I think is what I saw on TikTok, right? Which is incredible. So you just do it a couple times a week and that's
great. Yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, I would love to post every day, but that's just not what my schedule allows me to do. You know, because once again, I get help with my son a couple days a week with daycare. And, you know, if I don't have help with him, I'm at home, I'm in mom mode and that's exactly where I should be. So I don't have the luxury of that open schedule, so to speak, but the more you can post, the better. I would just make sure when you do post something, see how well the video does. Did it reach a lot of people? That would, if it did, take note of that time and try and post around that time for you. For me, that's usually anywhere from about 12 to 1 every day. So that's where I try and post. That's like my sweet spot. So, I mean, you could post every day, but I mean, just don't. I have so many things on my to-do list to do. Yeah.
I know. So we're all so busy, like an entrepreneur, I feel like, and also a mom, like those two things are it's the craziest combination ever. I had a kid in 2021 and he just turned 3 and he's just like crazy. My energy levels, I don't know about you. I'm sure they're probably similar. Like I used to have so much energy. I would jump out of bed at seriously like 3 or 4 in the morning every day because I was a psycho. Now it takes me a little bit of time to like get out of bed and it sucks.
Yeah. Well, even today, like it's so funny. Last night I had a dream that I was late for the podcast, that I like missed it. Obviously it was on my mind. And my son always wakes me up every day between 7 and 7:30. And so I never set an alarm. And he happened to sleep in today till 9. And I rolled out of bed and I was like, my dream like manifested this moment right now. Because yeah, usually like he has me on such a tight schedule. But yeah, it's like when you're running a business and a kid, those are just two really time consuming things, as they should be, right? But like, definitely still try and find time for yourself within all the craziness, because you know, if you burn out and you're not doing well, you can't invest all that positive energy into your business. So
absolutely. Yeah. I feel like when I start burning out, I could feel it. So I try to really adjust what I'm doing. But it does trickle into everything that I do. Like I don't show up the way I need to for clients, for myself, for my family, my son, my friends, or anything. So,
Well, I believe I saw that you took a little social media break and you went, didn't you go on vacation?
Yeah. I went to Costa Rica and I was like, I need more of this, like this. And so I'm going to have a retreat actually. And I think it's going to be in Costa Rica because it's exactly Perfect. What I needed. And I think that there are so many mamas out there, so many entrepreneurs out there that are in this hustle and grind and go, 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 go mode. And it's like, when do you get to actually live a little bit? Mm-hmm. And I used to love to travel. I still do love to travel. Unfortunately, since 2020, I haven't been able to do it often enough. Yeah. And so I really am focused on creating a life where it's more balanced, and I'm finding and making time, intentionally making time to be able to stop grinding, stop hustling so much, even though I absolutely love it. There is just another part of life that I want to experience, and I don't want to like allow it to just go by, because I'm going to be 70, God willing, like 80, 90 one time, you know, one day, and I'm not going to be able to do those things, or I'm not going to have the energy to do those things. Yeah. So I want to make sure that I'm able to do it now and make those memories with my son too. So,
and I love that. That's exactly what you should be doing. Balance, a little bit of self-love within all the hustle. I think that's great.
For sure. Thank you so much, Abby. So if there's any last pieces of advice for any woman that's listening right now, that's just like, man, I would love to be on TikTok, but X, Y, or Z is happening in my life and I can't, or I'm just stuck, or I'm afraid. Do you have any last pieces of advice for them?
Yes. Remember that where you are right now in life, whether it's, you know, a hard place mentally, physically, emotionally, you're not going to be stuck there forever. This is temporary. If you start now in 2024, your 2025 self will thank you. You will look back and be so grateful that you took a chance on yourself, that you started that side hustle, you started making a little bit extra money. You don't want another year to go by and be stuck in that same space. Like, oh, I wish I would have started last year. I wish I would have started 2 years ago. So if you have any questions with TikTok, I mean, email me, message me. I'm more than happy to just answer any questions or offer any guidance. If you truly want to like sit down, make a plan, have me really map out a lot of things for you, also happy to do so. You just have to contact me. But I would get serious with yourself and your goals, your why, and your intention. And if you want to live, you know, a certain way, you want to have that side hustle, you need to be brave enough to go for it. And obviously, I mean, you have training classes in place that are top of the line. I do trainings as well. There's resources that people can reach out to. But do your research, see what you need to do, and take a chance on yourself. I think it comes down to just like, how bad do you want it? Because it's, I mean, as you know, it's hard work running your own business and having a successful one. It takes a lot of consistency. It takes a lot of drive and discipline when the motivation isn't there. So if you're serious about it, I mean, you can make it happen. You just have to take the initiative to get the ball rolling.
So. Absolutely. So if people are listening and they want to contact you, where is the best way to do that?
You know, there's so many ways. If you want to DM me on Instagram or even TikTok, it's just one word, Sprays by Abby, or you're welcome to email me at spraysbyabby@gmail.com. And then I do have my Beauty Body Sunless brand that I just started. Beauty is actually with an E instead of a Y. It's the French word. So Beauty Body Sunless, you can find me on there too. But I'm pretty quick with any of those platforms to respond.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for offering that. So her Instagram handle and her TikTok handle will be in the show notes. You guys can check that out. Sprays by Abby. And Abby is spelled A-B-B-Y for those of you guys who are wondering. And I just want to thank you, Abby, so much for spending your time and energy this morning. And I will see you guys next week. I promise I will be more consistent with putting out content on this damn podcast. It has been quite a long 9 months getting Slay the Spray done, but now that it's over, it's going to be a little bit of time before I start like planning all of that again. So I love you guys long time. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Beauty Business Babes podcast, where we dive deep into the world of beauty and the business behind it all. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights to help you thrive in this industry. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review to let us know what you think. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, reach out on the Beauty Business Babes Facebook group. You can go to Facebook and search Beauty Business Babes, and you'll find us there with over 11,000 other beauty professionals. Until next time, keep chasing your dreams, and remember that with hard work and dedication, you too can be a successful beauty business babe.